Hi guys, welcome to Get Down with Nels. Thank you for tuning in once again. And today we're going to talk about things that I want to do for 2019. So, I'm going to assume that a lot of you had a rough year in 2018. For some of us, 2018 was great. And for other of us, 2018 was one hell of a year. For myself, I can say that 2018 was a very rough year. It was a year of learning a lot, of taking a lot of risk, of crying a lot, of a lot of disappointments, of a lot of giving up. It was a year where I thought it was going to be great, and it didn't turn out to be great at all. It was hard, but we made it, and I made it, and I'm very grateful for that. Even when I had a lot of moments that I wasn't grateful at all. In 2019, I want this year to be my best year so far. I have gone through a lot in the last 3 years since I turned 18. I have gone through a lot, and I think that I deserve to make this year my best year. I think that everybody deserves to be happy, and everybody needs to work towards it. Even if it's me, if it means sometimes cutting some people off, cutting people you love off. Because sometimes I have learned that your enemies are not the ones that you hate or you dislike, because hate is a very big word. Your enemies are not the ones that you dislike, are the ones of most of the times that you love, because those are the people that know your weakness, that know where to hit you, that know sometimes what are the words they need to use in order to break you. And this year I learned that if in order for me to be happy, I need to cut some people off, I'm cutting them off. I'm going to be somebody that if this year you tell me something that I don't like, or you come with any bad vibes towards me, like, I'm cutting you off. I said what I said. You can take it or you can leave it. I'm not going to adapt myself for nobody no more. I'm not going to try and make nobody happy anymore. I'm not going to try and be the peaceful one and the one that's all about love and all about giving. And I'm not going to be that person anymore. This year, I decided that I am going to be a selfish-ass motherfucker. Yes, you heard me right. I'm going to be a selfish-ass motherfucker. I'm going to think about myself, and I'm going to think about what makes me happy. I'm going to make sure that me and my mom are settled. I'm going to make sure that this year I do everything that I have limited myself. And I'm not saying others, I'm saying I have limited myself to do. I have big plans for this year. And all my plans involved me being happy and me doing what I like and me doing what I think is the best for me, and not going with what other people say, just going with the flow and going with my intuition. And, you know, sometimes in order for you to go to the top or get to the top, you cannot bring everybody with you. That's something I learned. You cannot bring everybody with you. You cannot bring the whole bag, the whole pack to the top. You need to get to the top first and then try to navigate everybody to the top with you. And in order for you to do that, you need to cut some people off. And that's what I'm doing this year. And I don't know, some people might feel some type of way because of what I do and the things that I am going to do this year. But I really don't care. It's just, you know, when you get to the point that you really just don't care anymore, where you feel when you get to that point where you feel free, when you feel happy, where you feel just, you feel like you can eat the world up, like the world is yours. It doesn't matter. And that's how I feel this year. And I've been feeling like this the whole month of January. I felt like this the beginning of February. I am also feeling this way. And the only thing that I can say is that it is amazing. It is amazing that you thought you couldn't, and now you can. For a long time, I thought that I was never going to be happy and feel free. And in 2019, I can say that I feel amazing. And I feel like I can do everything with my life. You know, sometimes it's not only about the money. It's not about, it's just like, don't wait to have money in order to do what you want to do. Just do it. Sometimes you just have to take the risk and just do it. And that's how I want to live my life in 2019. I just want to take a risk. I just want to do stuff. Even when I know some people might not agree with the stuff I'm going to do, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to jump into it. A year ago, I was afraid of dying. And you know why I was afraid of dying? Not because I actually was going to die, because I'm going to die one day. But I was afraid of dying because I told myself, if I die, I'm going to be the saddest dead woman on earth. I'm going to be just fucking sad. Because I haven't done. I feel like I haven't done what I wanted to do. But now, I feel like I can do everything that I put my mind into. I feel like I can manifest everything that I spit out of my mouth. And I know now more than ever that God is with me. And that God is good. And that you might think that you need people. And you do. Most of us need people. But sometimes when people feel some type of way like I'm feeling right now, you feel like you only need God and yourself. And maybe two or three people that you really care about. Because at the end of the day, nobody has the keys to your happiness besides yourself. So why waste our precious time on the earth trying to adapt ourselves to other people, to other people's need and wants? So for 2019, be you. Be authentic. Be spontaneous. Be unique. Be yourself. Don't try to emulate something that you are not. And because you don't see somebody on social media having the best time of their life, posting up, I ate, I don't know, donuts today, and yesterday I ate some Pizza Hut and stuff, doesn't mean that person that is not having the time of their life. Some people just don't like to post every single thing on social media. Because social media, after all, it's just an illusion. People just post on social media the best thing about their day. They don't post what is really going on with their life. So, I have ranted for a long, I have 9 minutes ranting, so I want to stop it here. This was episode number 5, number 6. I think it's number 6 or number 5, I don't care, I don't know. But this was the rant of 2019. So, if you can take anything about all the bullshit that I just said, take it. Use it in the best way you can and just be happy. Thank you for tuning in and be pending for the next episode.